Final segment of Texans Extra Points here. We've got DP Sidhu and Brian T. Smith of the Houston Chronicle joining us. And guys, this is clearly not just any other game. We've talked all week about it. What's the Cowboys-Texans showdown mean to you, DP?
Well, you know, anytime you have two teams in the same state playing each other, there's bound to be some rivalry. Our neighbors up north on I-45, they've been talking a little bit of smack all week. Even the Houston Police Department and the Dallas Police Department got into it, so everyone's having a lot of fun with it. And the fact that it only happens once every 4 years just really heightens the anticipation. The players talked about it this week. Guys like Brian Cushing remember back in 2010, a preseason game that felt like a playoff atmosphere. So, you know, add to that that the two teams, like you said, are entering this matchup with winning records, both at 3-1, both sitting atop of their divisions. It's a big game coming up on Sunday, and everyone's really has a lot riding on it.
Yeah, there's a lot riding on this for the fans, Brian. But keys to the game, what do the Texans have to do to come out with a W?
We said it before, we cannot say it enough, Drew. They have to contain the run. And then you just flip it upside down and you look at the Texans. Arian Foster has to be something close to the Arian Foster we saw those first two games, or a combination of him and rookie Alfred Blue. If the Texans cannot run the ball, you can't ask that much out of Ryan Fitzpatrick in a big early season game on the road. He's going to falter. So yep, they have to stop the run, and they have to be able to run the ball.
DP, what are your keys to unlock a victory?
Well, you know, as Brian said, it's pretty simple. Run the ball, stop the run. But and you can't ask for a J.J. Watt touchdown every week. So I'm going to say let's limit turnovers. Let's have Ryan Fitzpatrick play like he did in weeks 1 and 2. The Texans came out dominant against Washington and Oakland because he didn't turn over the ball. You don't have to throw 100 touchdowns in a game, but just don't throw 100 interceptions.
We had these ideas last week, and then J.J. Watt went J.J. Watt on him. Do we need to be aware of that for maybe somebody else doing something like that?
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about this earlier, Drew, but I could easily see after all the game planning and looking at the tape, because Bill O'Brien game plans every week with George Gotsi and Romeo Crennel. They're going to look at, okay, how can we counter them? What's our best option? What if they flip the script and they actually try and open up the offense and they believe in their run defense and they believe in their secondary and you try and hold Dallas to 20, but instead of, you know, a 14-10 type of game, which is going to be very tough against one of the highest scoring offenses in the NFL, the Texans basically try to outscore the Cowboys. It's hard to imagine that happening, but that's really the only way, because if that doesn't work, they're going to have to stop Romo and Murray, and that's a lot to ask out of this team right now.
Opening up the offense, I'm going to do it. I'll be the cheesy TV guy. You want to see a Lone Star shootout. There you go. All right. Well, Brian, DP, thanks so much for your time. Always good to
thank
have you on. We're going to have you both back again. This has been Texans Extra Points. We thank you so much for watching. We're going to take a break. We won't be back next week, but we will in 2. So we'll see you around the bend.